Hodli becomes Italy's first MyCA-licensed crypto portfolio manager. Italian fintech, Hodli has become the first company licensed to actively manage client crypto assets in Italy, authorized by the Bank of Italy under the EU's Markets in Crypto Assets framework. CoinDesk reported the approval on July 1, 2026, framing it as a step beyond the custody and exchange licenses that have dominated MyCA authorization so far. The distinction matters. Most MyCA licenses granted to date cover custody, exchange operation, or transfer services, where a firm holds or moves assets on a client's instruction. Hodli's authorization covers discretionary portfolio management, making buy and sell decisions on a client's behalf within an agreed mandate. That is a different regulated activity, closer to what a traditional asset manager does with stocks and bonds than to what a crypto exchange does. A license that manages, not just holds under MyCA, portfolio management of crypto assets, is a named service that requires its own authorization. A custodian safeguards keys and balances. A portfolio manager decides what to buy, when to rebalance, and how to allocate, and is accountable to the regulator for how those decisions are made. Hodli clearing that bar with the Bank of Italy means a supervised entity can now run discretionary crypto strategies for Italian clients under the same rulebook that governs other regulated financial services in the country. For the market, this fills a gap. Retail and institutional holders who wanted professional management of a crypto allocation previously had to rely on offshore vehicles, unregulated managers, or do-it-yourself trading. A locally licensed manager brings that activity onshore. With the disclosure, conduct, and capital requirements, MyCA attaches to it. Positioned inside the MyCA transition. The timing sits squarely in the EU's licensing push. The bloc has been working through a backlog of applications as its transition window closes, and the count of MyCA authorizations has been climbing across member states, with Germany and France out in front. Firms that miss the deadline face a hard stop, and unlicensed operators are staring at a wipeout as national regulators move to enforce. Against that backdrop, an approval for a service category that regulators are still getting comfortable with is notable. It suggests the Bank of Italy is prepared to authorize the fuller range of MyCA activities, not only the custody and exchange functions that make up most of the license count. That is a signal to other would-be managers that the discretionary route is open in Italy, and to holders in Italy that regulated management is now a domestic option rather than a foreign one. MyCA's scope is also still moving. EU lawmakers have separately floated pulling DeFi, staking, and NFT lending into the framework's perimeter, which would widen what a licensed manager could eventually be authorized to touch. A portfolio management license granted now is a foundation that could expand as those rules settle. Backdrop of a falling market. The approval lands in a weak tape. As of July 1, 2026, Bitcoin trades near 50,473, down 2.2% on the day and about 7% over the week. Per CoinMarketCap data, Ether sits around 1,573, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 16, or extreme fear. Licensing progress rarely tracks price, and this is a case in point. Regulators cleared a new activity while sentiment sat near the bottom of its range. For a manager, a fearful market is arguably the environment where discretionary decision-making earns its fee, since allocation and timing choices matter more when prices are moving hard. Whether Hodli's clients see that value is a separate question from whether the license exists. Regulated status sets the floor for conduct and disclosure. It does not guarantee returns. The counterparty question for holders. A licensed portfolio manager is a different counterparty than a custodian or an exchange. Handing an entity discretion over your assets means accepting that its decisions, not just your own, drive outcomes. MyCA's conduct rules are meant to constrain how that discretion is exercised, but the counterparty question does not vanish. Anyone weighing managed crypto against holding coins in a self-custody setup where the keys stay with you is making a trade between professional decision-making and direct control. The broader read is about maturation. Italy adding an active management license to its custody and exchange approvals means the regulated crypto stack in one of the EU's largest economies now covers a fuller slice of what traditional finance offers. That is the direction MyCA was built to push, and Hodli is the first Italian firm through this particular door.